Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you.
Global voices.
Global voices.
Of course, interacting with people is very important, but this is not the most important thing of going out. Because you just have to go and enjoy yourself. You may go alone, you may go with like your best friend, you may just go for a drink, or just to go sit on a seashore. Why not?
I think that's true. You go out, you spend at least a quarter of what you earn, I think, especially when you're in that age. And if you enjoy it, that's good. So going out definitely makes you spend money, but I think you also get stuff in return. You get to meet people, you get to make friends, relax, and
I don't think you have to go out to have fun. If you ask some of your friends to come to your house to play some games, I think you can have as much fun as if you go out with them in a restaurant or in a bar.
If you're at home, you really can't have that much fun because all you end up doing is watching TV or talking on the phone with a friend or talking to your family, and a lot of times that can get boring really fast. So you just want to go out, spend money with your friends, watch a movie at a cinema, or go do something really fun.
Global voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global Voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.